Yo, welcome back to the podcast. Hope y'all doing good, man. Hope y'all been staying in tune, you know, getting better, becoming greater. Today I want to talk about, you know, learning from your losses, you know what I'm saying? Learning from your trial and error, you know, things that you thought was going to go your way and didn't end up going your way, you know, making plans and hoping that the plans fall, like, that follow through, but instead they fall through, you know. Just because we try things doesn't mean it's always going to work. I mean, we want to be hopeful. You want to believe in yourself. But at the same time, though, life is going to throw curveballs at you, you know. Sometimes you end up in situations that you thought were going to be one thing and they end up another. And when that thing happens or when those things happen, you know, you just got to pick yourself back up and keep pushing, you know, learn from what you did wrong, learn from what other people did wrong, and find ways to maneuver through those obstacles, because life is full of them. Life is full of obstacles. But the thing about life is we always get another day. We always get another day. There's always a tomorrow, you know. There's always a tomorrow, you know. The sun comes up and goes down. There's always day and then there's night. You know, we're in a complete cycle of retries. Tomorrow's another day, you know. Tomorrow's another, you know, a clean slate. Tomorrow's a new day to transform yourself into a new person. Tomorrow's a new day to become, you know, smarter, stronger, faster, greater. I started thinking of that Kanye song. But yeah, man. So learning from your losses, man. Learning from your losses. When you learn from your losses, they become a lesson. But if you don't learn from the loss, then it's really just a loss. And nobody really wants to be a loser. And honestly, sometimes it takes being a loser to become a winner in certain aspects of life. Sometimes it takes becoming a loser to be a winner. Because a lot of people are actually afraid of losing that, you know, people are so afraid of losing that they never even try. People are so afraid of losing that they never even try. See, so many people are so afraid of failing that they never even begin. People are so afraid of failing that they never even begin. You know, if you never start anything, nothing will get done ever. If you never start anything, nothing will get done ever. I usually refer to the guy that came out with The Simpsons when I start speaking about, you know, not waiting till you believe, like, till you believe you're ready. Because some people, they want to wait on perfection. They want to come out the gate like straight swinging, just at the top. When sometimes you got to start out where you don't want to be and take them baby steps and end up in a spot where you can make them haymakers, you know? So when you look at the first episode of The Simpsons, like they look like they was going through some stuff. Like, for real, the artist looked like he was going through some stuff. Like, I mean, because, man, like, it was crazy. It's crazy to even think about. Like, but then you look at The Simpsons now, or even, you know, a decade or so later, and they don't even look like the same characters. I mean, yeah, similar, but they don't look anything like what they did in the beginning. They don't look anything like what they did in the beginning. But what's crazy, though, is that, like, I'm sure when it first came out, people really appreciated and, like, enjoyed the entertainment. But now that he's perfected, you know, his characters and the look and, you know, everything that comes with his, you know, creativity, and you compare the two from the beginning to now, it's uncomparable, man. It's not even the same. It's not even the same. You know, so sometimes it takes beginning naive or inexperienced, but getting your foot in the door so that way you can learn from your experience and actually create something better, produce something better, provide something better. You know, just like going to the gym, you know, like Day one, you gonna show up, man, and you probably gonna be in so much pain the next day, or out of breath, or, you know, you're not gonna perform like you've been doing this for, you know, a decade. You're not gonna perform like you've been doing it for years. You know, you're gonna perform like a beginner. You know, you're not gonna be lifting as much weight. You're not gonna be running as far. You're not gonna be running as fast. You're not gonna be, you know, you probably won't have the endurance or the stamina to have the craziest workouts and, you know, do them HIIT workouts and, you know, them explosive workouts. But one day you can get there, though, over time, through consistency, you know, through consistency. So never be afraid to learn from a loss. Never be afraid to start and lose and then learn from that loss. Because honestly, you can never lose if you don't start to begin with. You can never lose if you don't start to begin with. Same thing with like relationships, you know. People get in relationships, get their heart broken, and now they're afraid to get in another relationship. They're afraid to love. They're afraid to expose themselves and be vulnerable due to past trauma and past hurt, past letdowns, you know. You can't be afraid to start over. You can't be afraid to try again. Life is a continuing cycle of trial and error. A continuing cycle of trial and error. You know, in this world, you start out as a baby. You don't even know how to walk. You don't even know how to walk. You know how many times you fail before you learn how to walk? You know how many times you fell on your butt before you fell on your face before you learned how to walk? You know, you had to learn how to crawl first. And before that, it was tummy time, you know, it was being sat up and being able to get that back strength and that spine, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, all that took steps. It took baby steps. You weren't just born and you just walking, running, you know, you got to walk before you can run. Like, man, I'm telling you, it's all spoon fed. You know, the Bible talks about milk, then meat. Milk, then meat. You know, you start out as a baby, then you become an adult. As a baby, you taking this milk, and as an adult, you're allowed to eat meat because, you know what I'm saying, you a big man now. You a big woman now. You a big person now. You no longer need milk. You need solids, you know? That's another thing. Like, you don't even start... you don't even start out with solid food. You gotta work your way up to the solid food, bro. You got to work your way up to the solid food. You start out with liquids, you know, liquids. Then you get the solids. After you get the mashed up stuff, which is considered solid, but, you know, you don't even get to chew your whole food. Okay. Oh, man, come on, man. But yeah, bro, it's all baby steps, man. Trial and error, trial and error, trial and error. You know, when you were younger, you had to learn to tie your shoe. You know? You had to learn to tie your shoe. Think about that. One day you didn't know how to tie your shoe. Now you do it like it's nothing. You do it like it's nothing. You don't even think about it. You know? And that's how a lot of things can become through, you know, consistency, hard work, and practice. You know? And that's with anything in life. You know, you don't know how to read. You got to learn how to read. You don't know how to talk. You got to learn how to talk. You have to learn to do everything. You know nothing when you get here. So, like, what's crazy to me is that, like, we get to the point where we feel like we know enough to where we don't believe we should have to step outside of our comfort zone to learn new things. And then mess up doing those new things and feel like that we should give up. Imagine if you gave up on walking because you just failed too many times as a baby. You just like, you know what? I'm just done. I'm just gonna crawl the rest of my life. I'm good. I'm gonna live a crawling lifestyle. So I don't know. I'm just trying to give examples on, you know, how you're not going to start where you're going to end. In life, you are never going to start where you're going to end. You're never going to start where you're going to end, ever. You know? Have the ending in mind when you do begin, but when you begin, you will never be at the ending. Let me say that one more time, because that was a little tongue twister there. But have the ending in mind when you do begin, but you'll never begin where you're going to end. You know? Have goals, have plans. Make a blueprint, you know, have a template. Think about where you want to end up, but you're never going to start there, though. Because if that was the case, you would already be there. So there'd be nothing to start. Oh, my God. But yeah, man. Learn from your mistakes. Learn to start so you can make mistakes. So that way you can get further in life. Further in your business. Further in your characteristics. Further in your morals. Further in, you know, your health. Further in your skill set. Further in anything that you want to progress in. You know, it was never really meant to be easy. Life was never really meant to be easy. You know, no matter what you pursue in life or where you come from, your journey was never meant to be easy. I mean, yeah, some people are better, like, start out in better positions than others. But that don't mean that they don't have to work to get to where they want to get to. You know, or work to keep, you know, their silver spoon silver, you know. So, you know, me, I come from nothing, completely nothing. But then you have people that come from something, but that doesn't mean that they don't have to help work maintain that something. So for me, I never really judge people because of what I've been through. Honestly, if anything, if you were blessed to have the life that I wish I had, God bless you, man. Like, I'm happy for you. Power to you. Props to you. I just hope and pray that you're grateful. I hope and pray that you're grateful, because a lot of us, man, come from poverty, come from parentless homes, come from starving, come from, you know, homes where you had to light candles to light up the crib, to light up the home, because the electricity was out. You know, the light bill wasn't paid. Or, you know, boiling hot water to fill up the tub because, you know what I'm saying, the hot water was off. You know, going to the fridge 3-4 times to open it up just to see that there ain't nothing in there again. You know, just because you just hungry, you just, I don't know why we used to do that. You know, go to the fridge hoping something was going to be in there. No, it ain't nothing in there. You know, but honestly, I wouldn't take back nothing I've ever been through because it makes me who I am today. But my point is, man, life was never meant to be easy, no matter where you come from, no matter your background, you know, no matter your background at all, no matter what you come from, wealth or poverty, you know. So honestly, only thing I hope that no matter where people come from, they just don't carry bitterness with them. They don't carry entitlement with them. You know, they don't carry, arrogance with them, you know, or victimization with them, you know, because I feel like a lot of us become, you know, instead of growing, we allow ourselves to be molded by our experiences, good or bad. You know, and at the end of the day, the only thing you're going to leave on this earth is your character. So what do you want to be remembered as? No matter what you come from, how do you want to be remembered? Do you want to be the person that tucked their tail every time things got tough? Or, you know, you want to be the one that stood for truth and stood on your ground no matter how tough things got, no matter what came your way? You know, you took it all to the chin. You know what I'm saying? You handled it all with your chest out. You know what I'm saying? Or those people that just feel like they entitled and, you know, everybody needs to kiss their feet and, you know, the world belongs to them for some reason just because Lord only knows why. But Or are you going to be a person that's just appreciative for everything that you have and been blessed with, and you know, you get to the point where you're able to give back because you do see the struggle of other people? You know, are you going to leave the characteristics of a philanthropist, or, you know, a donator or a donor, you know, like somebody that actually is going to use their blessings to bless others? Not saying that you owe the world or anybody anything, but at the same time, though, like, being a good person is lending a helping hand, is paying it forward. So, you know, constant growth, constant elevation. But the only way to elevate is to first take that first step. And if you've fallen after trying to elevate, get back up. Get back up, man. Get back up. Because the worst thing I feel like you can do in this world, in life, no matter what you go through, is give up. Is give up. Why are you giving up? Why give up? When you give up, your future does no longer exist until you decide to start moving again. I said this before, nothing comes from nothing. Nothing comes from nothing. You don't put in no effort, you don't put in no work, there are no results. Other than deterioration, dying, fading away, you know, a miserable existence of decalcification or calcification, I believe. I believe is what it was. But anyway, learn from your losses, man. Learn from your heartbreak. Learn from your letdowns. Learn from, you know, your wins. When you do win, learn from your wins as well. But, you know, I just feel like most people take losses so personal that they forget to understand that blessing that comes with it. Because when you lose, it gives you a chance to reflect. It gives you a chance to review. It gives you the chance to see what you could do different so that way you can win, so that way you can prosper, so that way you can grow. You know, how can I maneuver to where this time I don't fail, this time I don't fall? That's what you need to be, you know, analyzing every single time you take a loss or take a fall or, you know, lose something in life, from a relationship to, you know, a possession such as, you know, a job, a car, money. You know, what can I do so that way this doesn't happen to me again? What can I do so that way I don't receive these same results anymore? What can I do? But never be afraid to continue to try. Never be afraid to become vulnerable again. Never be afraid to allow love in again. Never be afraid to excel. Never be afraid. Never be afraid in general, man. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, fear to me is pointless unless there's true danger, unless there's true physical danger. Now, knowing what's best for you, or knowing, you know, like something that's going to harm you, that's, you know, that's what true fear should like help you with. Something fear is there so that way you can keep yourself out of harm's way, physically, mentally, and spiritually. You know, fear is there so that way you can keep yourself out of harm's way mentally, physically, and spiritually. But most people create fear or have the idea of fear in their mind when it comes from, you know, made up ideas, assumptions. You know, getting anxiety from ideas or made up situations. What they believe the result will be, in a negative manner, in a negative way. But there's always a flip side to those emotions or those thoughts is, what if it does go your way? What if it does happen the way that you really want it to happen instead of the way you don't want it to happen? What if this person doesn't mean you harm, but means you well, you know? What if this investment is going to blow up and not sink, you know? So, you know, I just don't believe moving in fear is the smartest thing to do. I think you should take things as they come. And until then, you know, there's no point to create a false emotion or a false accusation, false predictions to the situation. I believe in living in truth. Live in truth. Live in the facts. Even though facts change, but, you know, truth doesn't, though. Truth is, should be the foundation of everything, every decision that you make. But I feel like I kind of detoured a little bit, because that's a whole nother, it's a whole nother conversation when it comes to truth and fear and, you know, anxiety and just emotions in general. But learn from your losses, learn from your mistakes. Don't be afraid to try. Don't be afraid to try again. Don't be afraid to continue to put in work, even though you may not see the results right away. Things take time. We live in time. Things take time because we live in time. Sometimes it'll come within the hour. Sometimes it'll come within the day. Sometimes it'll come within the month, the year, the years to come. You know, a lot of things don't happen overnight. A lot of things don't happen in a snap of a finger. Most things don't. Most things come over time. But the things that come usually are from applied actions. You know, they say knowledge is power, but knowledge isn't power until it's applied. So you can know all the things in the world, but be sitting on the couch doing nothing, and nothing's going to come from it. You know, you can read all the books in the world, but until you start applying that information and that knowledge, nothing will come from it. That's the whole point of learning, so that way you can start to make application of those things and allow it to become wisdom through experience. So with that being said, man, keep going strong, keep going hard, don't give up. You know, everything is in the grasp of your hand. The world is yours. You just got to go out there and get it. Don't expect nobody to bring it to you. Don't expect anything from anybody other than yourself. Place all those expectations on yourself. And when you fail or you fall, get back up. Try again. You know? Try again. Soul Life for Life. We out.